question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, that quick break is over. Mary and I are back and ready to go. Let's do it, as it's time for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leaders series. Over the past month, we've made it a focus to check in with the leaders of top travel groups. You've heard Scott Salambrino with GBTA, Roger Dow with the U.S. Travel Association, and Gloria Guevara-Manzo with the World Travel and Tourism Council on with us, sharing important information and updates as we continue our commitment to delivering the most informative and balanced programming while we all navigate through the upside-down world that we're living through. And today, we're about to reconnect with Zane Kirby. He's the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors. Before we welcome Zane back, a quick word about our sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Preferred Hotels and Resorts believes in travel, and that's why they want all of us ready for when the time is right by asking where next. Whether you're eventually making decisions to travel close to home or somewhere important, wherever it may take you, Preferred Hotels and Resorts has a property for you. They offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
You know, they really do. They also have five distinctive brands for you to look into, and whether your travels involve personal or business in the future, find your next luxury hotel and resort to go experience at preferredhotels.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's get right to that show hotline and say hello again to Zane Kirby for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Welcome back to the program, Zane. Thanks for checking in with Mary and me. We hope you, your family, and the ASTA team are doing as well as possible as we all push through to get through this upside-down world that we're all living through.
Well, thanks, Robert and Mary. Appreciate you having me on.
Certainly nice to have you here. All right, so over the past few weeks, you know, we've had on the leaders of GBTA, U.S. Travel Association, WTTC, and others have been on with us. And the one point that I've continued to make is how essential small businesses really are to the travel and hospitality industry. I know you represent over 13,000 members and many of the ASTA travel agents and advisors. They certainly are small businesses. So before we get into some of the other things that Mary and I want to talk with you about, share with everyone listening around the country, you know, what you're hearing from these advisors. And is there anything you and the ASTA team are doing to support them?
Sure, absolutely. And we have been working around the clock to help all of our travel advisor members at ASTA. And as you can imagine, travel has basically been in a free fall for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And it has it's been shocking how quickly things have changed and how now basically our members who sometimes spend weeks and months planning dream vacations or fulfilling all of these large corporate events or helping people get to and fro in the earth. Now they have been, you know, spending their time getting people back from places and you know, navigating a labyrinth of changing policies that sometimes change overnight, sometimes mm-hmm. change by hour.
Yeah.
And actually they've actually been doing this. A lot of them have been working for free. And, you know, the commissions that they earn in order to, you know, keep their own small businesses alive from mm-hmm. the travel suppliers, those have evaporated almost overnight as well. So it's been an extraordinarily challenging time for the travel advisor community. And actually, we have 13,000 members, but there's upwards of 100,000 people who sell travel here in the United States for a living. So we've been really focused on trying to get relief for our members through several of the congressional actions. You know, Congress passed
absolutely
10 or three bills in 10 days, and then they got out of town here, and they're headed back, I think, April 26th.
The end of April, right.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, a lot of our members qualify under the three different plans, the Payroll Protection Program, the unemployment, and then the unemployment benefits that are being offered now to many of our IC and self-employed members, and then obviously airlines and their ticket agents, which we're very proud that we're included in that $25 billion tranche of loans and loan guarantees that are part of the CARES Act. So it's income replacement that we're trying to help our members, because as you can imagine, the travel industry isn't coming back today or tomorrow. And we're also, though, keeping an eye on and promoting policies that will help the travel industry get back quicker.
Zane, I'm curious, certainly with everyone hunkered down and there's not much travel occurring, obviously, unless it involves essential workers and emergency responders for the most part. It looks like the president is hopeful to open at least parts of the country in May. We'll see what happens. But I'm curious, as you talk and you spend a lot of time working around the clock, as you said, and as these travel advisors are doing, are you seeing any travel bookings occurring yet for fall or summer or even into 2021? Is there any activity going on?
you know, Mary, if there's a silver lining in this, is that, you know, it's endemic to the human spirit to go and see, and people want to get out and see the world. And so, you know, we're hearing it, you know, across the board. It's hard to make a single statement, but travel in 2021 looks really good. In fact, people are booking further out, and they're sort of forestalling their or postponing their plans rather than canceling them altogether. So yeah, there's some good demand in the fall. There's really good demand in the fourth quarter, and into 2021 things look very, very good.
Yeah, I would expect and certainly hope that 2021 will be a good year for travel.
Yeah, well,
for
I think
all
there is
us.
That pent up demand.
Yeah,
that's what we
absolutely.
Keep hearing. Well, you know, listen, even with the presidential news conferences, he's talking about this, you know, this rocket ship rebound, and hopefully, you know, that is going to be the case. We'll see. You know, Zane, I'll say to you, you know, for years, you know, I've always talked about the 80% rule in life. To me, what that means is really if 80% of the things in my life are going well and 20% need some work, you know, that's not bad. I have to just work on 20%. You know, but that mindset really has been tested with the pandemic because we're living, as I keep saying, this upside down world. And what my point is this, you know, I've seen reports right now suggesting that 80% of all hotel rooms in America are currently empty. Think about that. 80% of all the car rental fleets are just sitting idle, you know, at airports or at rental locations. Almost 90%, it's in the high 80s, of flights have been canceled. So, you know, as you talk about that Paycheck Protection Program, the stimulus relief, the CARES program, all of that that's going on, is there anything else you'd like to see the government doing right now to help the travel, tourism, and hospitality industries?
Yeah, two things, Robert. It's a great question. And the first is, you know, no one thinks that travel demand is going to get a rebound in a V-shape tomorrow, unless the government puts measures in place that are going to help restore that confidence in that demand. And one of the things they can do is whether it's antibody testing or vaccine testing itself, you know, my sense is that the more testing that gets done, the more we know who has the virus or who has the antibodies in their body to fight the virus, so they're not a carrier and they're not a transmitter. If the testing becomes really widespread and maybe even frequent, then we'll know who has the virus and who doesn't, and who has the antibodies and who doesn't. And once that's been established, I think the people who have it can quarantine for a certain amount of time, and the rest of us can get back to our lives.
I agree.
And get back to the things that actually can fuel the economy.
Yeah,
so
our
sense is widespread testing, Mary and Robert, is I think the real key to restoring confidence in the travel system. So we want the government. We've talked to our friends at the TSA and hope that that's going to be, you know, those types of things to be put in place. Now, the other thing, obviously, that has to be done is that, you know, travel demand isn't going to return tomorrow. And so the people whose livelihoods and whose lives have been, you know, deeply affected by travel because they're travel-reliant businesses, they do need more support during this time. I mean, you know, I'm not sure the folks at Costco or the grocery markets need help right now. But certainly people who have built their businesses on the whole travel system. And honestly, travel employs 1 in 7 or 8 workers in the entire world, the travel and hospitality industry. So a lot of people have built their lives around this business, around this system. And so they need help at this time, at least in the short term, as the government does more things and engages in more
activities. Well, I think that's you know, one thing I want you to hit on. We only have about a minute and a half with you on this, but in 2019, the travel advisor community, it brought in nearly $100 billion in airline ticket sales. I know there was another $85 billion or so in ancillary sales. So that represented about 300 million passengers, huge numbers. Talk right to everybody right now, though, about what you've been out there vocal about the travel advisor community not being stuck with the refunds from airfares.
Yeah, that's a real problem because when you buy a ticket for someone, you as a travel advisor, when you purchase an airline ticket, sometimes in times like this when consumers are not happy with the airline's policies of giving them a credit rather than a refund, they go directly to the credit card company to get refunded. Well, sometimes that leaves the travel agent on the hook for the ticket that's been purchased. That's a real problem.
It is a problem. Absolutely.
So it's an enormous problem, and our members are really, there's a lot of anxiety about it. Thankfully, you know, we've had lots of conversations with our airline partners. They understand the problem. I'm really confident that the fair-minded people who run America's 4 largest airlines understand this problem and are not going to put travel advisors
that is definitely good
in
news.
Harm's way.
You know, Zane, there's so much that we could talk to you about. We will definitely look to have you back. Thank you for all that you're doing out there. We appreciate the check-in, and our best to you, your family, and team on this Easter weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Take care, Zane. Thank you.
All right, Zane Kirby, there he goes, American Society of Travel Advisors. Folks, you can check out their website, ASTA.org. Right now, we're going to take a brief break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. 80% of the program is still ahead. We're going to be checking in with more of our affiliates around the country this hour and next for our National Communal Forum. But up next, we're going to be talking Notre Dame 1 year out. We'll be back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.